Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to rainy life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to rainy life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, I'm
born to win.
Born to rain, say.
Born to rain life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa,
I'm dancing for
sing it like you believe it.
Born to rain.
Born to rain
life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 woyo. I'm no ordinary, ordinary. No, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, ordained by God for greatness. Father God, we just come this morning to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to gather in your presence this first day of this new month. And so we say thank you, God. We thank you for last month. We thank you for the entire year, Lord. Here we are at the 11th day of the month. It's by your grace. So we come to say thank you. And we thank you, Lord, for your word, you know, the word that you've given to us from this altar all through the year. We thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, you know, the comforter. Where would we be without the Holy Spirit? Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, our counselor, our teacher, our guide, our comforter. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We don't even understand, you know, the depth of the mysteries of the kingdom. But Father God, we just want to thank you for the light that we do have, the understanding that we do have. And we thank you, oh God, that there's greater still. We thank you, Father. We worship you, we honor you, we glorify you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for coming and dying for us so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Be with us in this hour. Speak to us. Direct us, you know, send the word that each one needs today. And to you alone be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Open your mouth now and begin to give God thanks. He woke you up this morning in sound mind. He's been keeping you, kept you all through all 10 months of the year. And he will keep you through this month and the remaining portion of this year. Give him thanks. No doubt you've passed through some storms in these 10 months. But here you are. You're still standing by his grace. Come on, give him thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Father, we return this morning as one man, one voice, to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done, and thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. It's the first of the month. That was fast, right? Where did October go? Where did January go? But here we are in November. And the good news about November is Thanksgiving, right? We've got Thanksgiving coming up. We have Thanksgiving all the time, and we should be giving God thanks all the time. But the one I'm talking about is the one, you know, where family and friends gather together to feast and rejoice and give God thanks. And so it's one of my favorite holidays. So to God be all the glory. And we're going to open up the lines today and give everyone an opportunity, you know, to give God thanks. You know, we're going to celebrate today by giving God thanks. God has been faithful. He's brought us to the start of a new month. And so let's give him thanks. We're going to be giving God thanks today. So anything that you want, you know, if you have a testimony or if you have a praise, and gosh, shouldn't everybody have a praise for God, right? You know, so just hit one on your keypad. And we'll give you an opportunity to give God thanks for his goodness and his mighty hand at work in your life. You know, as I said earlier, no doubt, you know, in these 10 months that have just passed, no doubt you've passed through a storm or two, right? Or you may be in one now, but God is with you in it, you see. And that's what we have to always remember. You know, God is always with us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. You know, that's why I love that Isaiah 41:10, particularly in the Amplified version. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. This is the Amplified. For I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulty. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. That's the word of the Lord. You know, we have to always remember that the Bible is God speaking to us, right? So every time you open the word, that's God speaking to you. You know, there are things, there are people in your life, when they tell you they're going to do something, you know it's a done deal, right? You know it's a done deal. And so it's the same way that we must be with the Lord. You know, when he speaks to us, he gives you a promise, he says, fear not. You hold on to that. Now, how does that work? You keep holding on to it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, because thoughts will come. You're never going to get rid of that. So thoughts will come and ideas, your mind will start want to race and look around you in terror. Yeah, you hear what he said here? Right? Don't look around you in terror and be dismayed. And so the natural, because we live in the natural realm here, and we contact this realm through, you know, with our flesh, you know, you're thinking, you're seeing, you're hearing. And so, you know, and the more you absorb it and the more you take it in, what does it do? It creates fear, right? It creates doubt. You keep kvetching about it and looking at it and thinking about it. He said, fear not. And so what do? You keep going back to his word. You keep looking at his word. Every time the other thought comes, you go back to what did God say. You look at it, you declare it, you hold it, you just keep holding on to it. You see? And that's how you move through the storm. That's how you move through the challenge. But if you start talking about it, looking around, telling everybody about it, you know, no, you come together, you pray about it that one time, or two times if you need to. You know, sometimes we need to pray again, right? But then after that, you're thanking God. Every time you think of it, every time you go, you thank God. You praise God. You thank him. You declare. You speak the word of God. You only speak what God has said. You only look at what God is saying. That's all you do. That's all you do. So God be all the glory. So God be all the honor. All right, I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 1058. 1058. Good morning, 1058. You're on the air.
Good morning, Hazel. It's Vivia from Charlotte.
Good morning, Vivia from Charlotte.
I'm just so grateful for this new day, grateful for all God has brought me through. This has just been such a wonderful year. And such a tragic year for others in such regard, but we always have to look to him and look to his word, and he will hold us up with his righteous right hand, like you said. I'm just so thankful for having my mother, having my friends, having this call. Hazel, you've just been such an inspiration to all of us. And I was talking to Pat this morning about the same thing. And so I'm just thankful. There's not one thing, because we don't have that much time on the call for me, for all the things that I want to be thankful for. You know, we just don't. I would just be on the call until next year. Next year for all the things that God has brought me through. But I am just so grateful, so thankful for life, and so thankful for our friendship and again this call. And I just wanted to share that. It's just in my spirit that I just wanted to be on the call just to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Hazel.
You're welcome, darling. Thank God. God bless you, honey. Thank you. Thank God.
God bless you.
All right. Well, it's November 1st, and today is our Thanksgiving Day. So we're opening up the lines. They're open. Just hit 1 on your keypad, and, you know, you have a praise for the Lord. We'd love to hear it. I'm coming to you now, 5976. One moment. Good morning, 5976. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and your testimony or your praise, your Thanksgiving, whatever you want to share with the Lord.
Good morning, Laverne from New Jersey. I just want to say just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just been in a space where my alarm clock gets off at 5:15. Instead of hitting the snooze button, I'm popping up, sitting in my favorite chair, and just having a wonderful quiet time with God. And I'm just almost in an out-of-body experience that I can't believe that's what I'm doing and the naturalness of it. And I just want to continue to thank God, thank this call for the commitment that this call has in my personal life, in my spiritual life, and Hazel, for you to continue to be on the forefront of all the things that you do. And I'm just, my Lord, I am just humbly touched about where my life is right now, presently at this moment. And I'm just looking forward to all the other newness that God is going to bring in my life. And as you said earlier, Nicole, it doesn't mean there still isn't pain and challenges, but in spite of those things, there's just this love and hope. And I'm just, again, eternally grateful for where God is maturing me to. And I just look forward to just continually be immersed in his love and humbleness of it all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, may God continue to bless you richly, my girl. Thank you for sharing. God be the glory.
Thank you.
And, you know, any of you who shared before, like say I just spoke to Vivian, I just spoke to Laverne here, and there's a way, well, if you want to share again, well, you guys, you could just text me and say, hey, open up my line again. I want to share again. All right? Let's just do it like that. Let's listen to Psalm 34. Today is our Thanksgiving Thursday. Well, is it? No, it's, yeah, Thursday. This is our Thanksgiving Thursday, mainly because it's the beginning of the month. We didn't get to do it at the end of last month. So we want to give God thanks, you know, because God has been faithful all through the year, all through our lives, really, right? But certainly, you know, now that we're conscious, I like what Laverne just said there, you know, waking up early and being thankful, you know, for where her life is now. And just kind of also like, you know, out of a body experience, like, is this me really up at this hour thanking God, you know? And we, you know, I don't know about you guys. I know I wasn't always. I always prayed, certainly, always knew there was God, but didn't, I wasn't at this place of, you know, commitment and really just, you know, focus on God. So we want to just give God thanks for where we are and his faithfulness. You know, we come together, we hear the word, we teach the word, we, you know, all through the month we're teaching, and, you know, we're praying, but it's important to take time to say thank you, God. And so that's what today is about, thank you, God. Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Isn't that the truth? you sought the Lord, you prayed, you were going through something, and he delivered you. And maybe somebody is going through something now. But, hey, he will. God is faithful. Now let's go on. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. So as you look to God, you will become more and more radiant. You will not see shame. You hear me? You will not see shame. This poor man cried, verse 6, 34. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You see, you got to bite down on this until you believe it, until you know God is trustworthy, God is faithful. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivers them. There are angels around you. There's an angel, you know, God has assigned angels to encamp around you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. And, of course, we know fear there does not mean to be afraid of. It means to revere, to respect, to honor, to love. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come on, say that to me. They that seek the Lord, because we're seeking God, we shall not want for any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Now let's hear that instruction. What man is he that desireth life, right? So we all desire a life. And when the Bible speaks desireth life, it's not just life. You know, we have life, but we're living right now. As long as you're breathing, you have life. But desireth life, you know, a successful life, an abundant life, a prosperous life, a productive life. You desire it life, right, in its fullness, and love it many days that he may see good. You want to live and you want to see good. He says, here's how to do it. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, right? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Let's hear it in the Amplified. Tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Another translation said, from speaking lies. Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. I want to pause there a moment. Reminds me of a testimony I heard about a man who, Kenneth E. Hagin was telling this testimony, of a man that was about 90 years old, you know. But he didn't know the man was that age, you know. And sometime they got to talking and the man told him his age. And he said, you know, he and his wife were shocked because they had put the man like maybe somewhere like in his 60s or so. Sharp, you know. And the man told him that this is what he was doing. And he said the man had a full head of hair, and he had asked God, you know, to keep his hair because he said he had read in the Word where even the hairs of your head are numbered. And so he had told God a long time ago, you know, God, the hairs, you said in the Word, the number, you know, each of my hair, my hairs are numbered. Lord, keep my hair. He said the man had a full head of hair at 90. And the man was telling him that he hadn't been sick in 40-something years. Because around the time when he was about 50-something, an evangelist had come to his town and was preaching Jesus the healer, you see? You see, oftentimes people just know Jesus as the Savior, and indeed he is, first and foremost, right? And so they just know, okay, you know, I'm saved now. But many people don't recognize Jesus the healer. Hallelujah. Jesus, the provider. You understand? Remember, when we talk of God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. And so this evangelist had people not just come forward to be saved. You know how oftentimes in church, you'll say, okay, anybody wants to give their life to Christ, come forward now. But this evangelist, he did that. But then he also said, and anybody who wants to accept Jesus Christ as their healer, come forward now. Man, you see what I'm talking about? And so he went forward 40-something years ago. My gosh, 40-something years ago, and went forward and accepted Jesus Christ as his healer. And here was this 90-something-year-old man talking about he hadn't been sick, he hadn't been in the hospital in 40-something years. He opened his mouth, he showed Higgins. He said, look, I got all my teeth, all these are my teeth. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. Don't just look at what you see going on out there and accept it. Go in the Word of God. Let me tell you something. The pictures of the promises of God. God has given us pictures. They're such beautiful images of what God has promised us. You see, this is the good news. This is the good news. You're not going to see it on CNN. You're not going to hear it on Fox. You got to make time. You know, like I testify, I would say she sets the clock for 5:15 and she pops up and goes and sits and has a quiet time with the Lord. Right? You know, she's got to be feeding on the Word, feeding on what God has said, letting that enter you. You see, letting it come in through your eyes, letting it come in down through your bloodstream. Do you understand me? Because the Word of God is a healer. God's Word heals. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his Word and healed them. And so this 90-year-old man, standing up talking, got all his teeth in his mouth, got a full head of hair. And his wife was standing there, and he said to Higgins, he said, and let me tell you something. He said, I'm as good a man as I am with when I was young. You know what he's saying? He said, I'm as good a man as I am when I was young. And his wife stood right by him, and he said, the wife just smiled and said, he sure is. And so then as he walked away from Higgins, he turned back and came back. He said, but you know what? He said, this is how I'm doing. He stuck his tongue out. He said, I asked him to keep this. Keep my tongue. Let me not speak no guile. Let me not speak no deceit. You see, we're going to have persecutors. Right? Don't fool yourself. Everybody's not going to love you. They didn't love Jesus. And he just went about, the Bible tells us, Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all. And they crucified him. So that lets you know, everybody's not going to like you. And even when we pray, Isaiah 54:15, behold, whosoever gathers against you shall fall for your sake. You know, right? No weapon for... But when we pray those prayers, we're not to have bitterness in our heart toward anybody, because what happens is that the enemy uses people, and so they may not even know they're being used. You see, they're just looking to survive, and so they're attacking you because you seem like you're the opposition. Your job and my job is to not harbor bitterness and hate toward the individual, and so we come home in the privacy of our closet. And we open our mouths and we speak the Word of God, right, against the situation, the agents of the enemy. But at the same time, we're not harboring any bitterness, right? We're not harboring any bitterness. We're not speaking, and they did and she did. We get into it. Listen, I've been there. The flesh gets into it. You know, I was passing through a situation, man, last month. Everything was so hot. Every time you look, this one's popping, this thing's popping. Rah, rah, rah. And I found myself getting caught up, because your flesh, people attacking you wrongfully. And so what does your flesh want to watch? Retaliate. And so on one of my retaliations, not to the person, but to someone else, I'm complaining. I know this and this. And the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. I just heard, be still. Be still. And I just shut it down. Shut it down. And peace came to me and to the situation. Because you see, the more you talk and the more you rile it up, the hotter it gets, the bigger it gets. It's like you're feeding it. And so when the psalmist tells us here, he said, let's look at it again. What man, verse 12, Psalm 34, verse 12, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. So that 90-year-old man stuck his tongue out. He said, but this is the real secret. I've been asking him to help me to keep this, keep my tongue. And Hagen said he recognized something because he remembered. Now he was seeing the man again. Here he was preaching. And at this point in time, the man was 90. But many years ago, when he was in that town as a young fellow working, he said he remembered working, and I think, the man had a business. I think it was in the man's business he was working. And he said he remembered something that man did way back then There was a man who had apparently been to the war and returned, you know, kind of, you know, not in his rights. And so this man at times would just go off and become like a menace in the community, you know. And so people, you know, they were tolerant of him, but at the same time they were fearful of him. So you didn't know, if you saw him show up, you didn't know how he'd go off. He could go into a restaurant, you know, and just start getting angry and overturning the tables. But people knew, you know, Johnny's not in his right mind. You know, he'd have those times. And so the sheriff, whenever he would be in that state, and an establishment was called the sheriff, you know, these little towns, he would call the sheriff. The sheriff would go and just talk to Johnny. Okay, come on, Johnny, come on with me. And they'd take him off to the little jail, right? And he would sleep it off because, you know, if he drank, he would get crazy like that. But this particular time, you know, they called the sheriff. And when he went, when the sheriff went to the man, he said, okay, come on, Johnny, come with me. And Johnny pulled out a knife. He said, no, I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not going. You got to kill me or I'm going to kill you. Right? And so Johnny lunged at the sheriff with the knife. And the sheriff, well, of course, shot him. And he died. And so he said, you know, the town kind of breathed a sigh of relief. Of course, they didn't like, of course, you know, who likes tragedy, especially in that way. But, you know, it was kind of like, well, thank God. And so Hagen was saying, like, at this job, you know, with this 90-year-old man, he wasn't 90 at the time, he must have been whatever age he was back in the day. Everybody was talking about this man and, you know, glad he was gone. Oh, Lord, I'm glad he's gone. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, you know, good riddance. Oh, it's a good thing. You know that kind of talk. And he said he remembered that man. The only thing that man said was, he had nice eyes. He said, and when he thought about it, he said, yeah, you know, that man did have nice eyes. That was all that man said. Fast forward now, he's meeting the man at 90. He said, looking like you wouldn't place him no more than like 50 something, 60. Looking like this. Got all his faculties. His strength, right? His natural forces not abated, right? His eyes bright, everything working. Finally tells him, but the real secret is, I keep this. And then his mind remembered, oh, wow, yeah. When that incident happened, the only thing he said was, that man has nice eyes. And so we want to live long. We want to live strong. We want to be healthy, you know. Let's ask God, you know. Remind God. Ask God to help you keep your tongue. And that's a challenge. That's a lifelong, you know, prayer, right? Because until you tame the flesh, it's going to want to react. But what does God say in his word? We're looking at Psalm 34. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, that's us, and his ears are open to their cry. Hallelujah. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them from out of all their troubles. So I don't know what you might cry about or what you might be crying about, but the Lord hears you and is your deliverer. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Hallelujah. And save it such as be of a contrite spirit. Mm-hmm. Right? So when your heart, you know, you have a heartbreak, God is there. Mm-hmm. Right? He's there. Hallelujah. 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So as a righteous one, challenges come, things happen. But what happens? The Lord said he will deliver you out of them all. He keeps all of his bones. Not one of them is broken. Mighty God. Evil shall slay the wicked. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. When you're in righteousness, anybody who's hating you, they will be desolate. You ain't got to hate them back. Right? Don't take it. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Isn't that something to give God thanks for? Isn't that something to give God praise for? So today is our Thanksgiving Day. If you have a praise for the Lord, a thanks for the Lord, the Lord has been good to you in these 10 months. You know, you just want to give God thanks among us. We just ask you to hit one on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share. In the meantime, let's give God thanks. Let's thank God. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for the word that he sent to us all through these 10 months of the year, you know. We're not just thanking him for October. But from this altar, he's been blessing us with a word, you know, always sending us a word to lift us up, to encourage us. Let's thank him. Thank him for the word that he has sent. The Bible said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. Come on, let's thank him for the word that he's been sending to us all through the year. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for sending us your word all through the year. Lord, you sent us your word in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Lord, and you'll send it again this month. We want to thank you, God, for your word. Come on, thank him. Lord, we thank you for sending your word. Your word brings us comfort. Your word brings us healing. Come on, begin to thank him. Thank him in the spirit. Thank him with your understanding. Thank him. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, for sending us your word. Thank you, God. You've sent us a word again and again, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for the word that you've sent. Time and time again, Lord, you've sent your word to us. Father, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you. Come on, open your mouth. Thank him. It's the word that's keeping you. It's the word. Ashanakai. You spend time in the quiet with the word. It's his word. You go to church, you hear a word, lifts you up. It's his word. You go to midweek service, you hear a word. You turn on your radios, your YouTube, however you're getting it. The word comes. And what happened? It revives your spirit. It lifts you. Don't you feel a lift when you hear the word? Come on, give God thanks for his word. Lord, we thank you for your word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word heals us. The word delivers us. The word empowers us. The word encourages us. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the word you've been sending to us all through the year. Thank him. He's been sending your word all through the year. Come on, thank him. Lord, we thank you for your word. We praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22, a scripture we're very familiar with. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life. There it is again. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The word heals. Hallelujah. There's healing in the word. There's healing in God's word. Hallelujah. And in verse 23, I like verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You remember there's another scripture that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now look at this Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And then the other scripture, I can't put my hand on it right now, it says, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what did that man at 90, who was still strong, what did he say? He was guarding his mouth, which means he had to be guarding his heart, which means God's word was in his heart. And so the more we put the word of God in our hearts, that's what we're going to speak. And it takes time. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. You know, don't beat yourself up when you find yourself saying something or doing something. Oh, my God. No, you just, hey, you repent, you get back on it. That's it. Repent, get up, and keep going. Don't let guilt or anything like that pull you in the other direction. Come on now. If you have a Thanksgiving for the Lord, hit one on your keypad. You want to give God thanks. God has been good to you. He's kept you all through the month. You got a moment to say thanks to the Lord. Come on. We want to hear from you. Just hit one on your keypad. And we'll give God, give you an opportunity to give God all the praise, all the glory. You know, your thanksgiving. Shana Makosai Kashai. God is a healer And let's give God thanks for, you know, you've been walking in health. Maybe some of you have some challenges that you're passing through. But God is a healer, right? The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, right? By his stripes, you were healed. Matthew 8:17 says, himself took our infirmity. He took it. Yes. Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of the living God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And so let's give God thanks for divine health and divine healing. Come on, Lord, we thank you for divine health and divine healing. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Now, listen, before we, let me say this. Stop a moment. If you're passing through a health challenge and you've prayed, no doubt you've prayed, and no doubt others have prayed with you, you're going to thank God now for his healing. You're not asking God again. You understand? When you pray, you know he's heard you. You pray according to his will. How do you pray according to his will? As we've been teaching you here. You find his word. Now, I just you know, declared over you several scriptures just now, right, that are proof that God wants you healthy. Divine health, right, is his will. And so if you've prayed already, you're not praying, Lord, heal me. You're thanking him for your healing. You say, well, you're Hazel, but I still feel the, I still see it. You call those things that be not as though they were. Your faith will give substance to it. Your faith will give substance to your healing. Remember how it tells us in Hebrew, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you don't see it yet. You don't, quote unquote, feel it yet. That's not what you're going by. You're going by what God said. Remember Luke 1:37, the Lord gave us that word at the top of the year, New Living Translation, for God's word will never fail. And so it's not about how you look. It's not about how you feel. It's not about what was said. It's what God said. And as your faith comes alive, and as you spend quality time building your faith is what gives substance to that which you're believing for, not what you see. If you only go by what you see, what did he just tell us in Isaiah 41:10? Fear not. Don't look around you in terror. And so what we tend to do is we tend to use the senses to see, do I got it yet? Is it here yet? And what happens when you go there? You get depressed. You get slightly despondent, if not a lot despondent. No. Understanding, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You've prayed. And so now you begin to pray. You begin to thank God. And so if that's you, you begin to thank God for your healing. And those of you who are enjoying divine health right now, you're in health, you're thanking God because that's your right in Christ. So come on, let's thank him. Lord, we thank you for divine health and divine healing. Father God, we thank you for divine health. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus came and died so that we might have life and have it abundantly. We thank you, God. Come on, open your mouth. Begin to give God thanks. Thank him for healing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Lord, we thank you for your healing, Lord, flowing through us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our healing. We thank you, God, for divine health. We praise you for it, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord. Come on, thank him. Thank him. God has given you health all through this year. You didn't die. You didn't pass away. Come on, no matter what they said, the devil is a liar. Come on, give God thanks. The Bible says, he says in Psalm 91, he says, listen, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That's the good news. That's why you got to know what God said. Come on. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, God, for divine health. Thank you for divine healing. Lord, we thank you for divine health. We thank you for divine healing. That's real. Hallelujah. It's real in the kingdom of God. When you crossed over from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, you crossed over into divine health. You cross over into divine healing. Come on, give him thanks for it. Lord, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Look at Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So what's my job, your job, when we pray about anything? To believe, right, that we received it. Let's look at it in the Amplified. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you'll get it. Not that you have it, right? You don't have it yet. If you have it, you wouldn't have to pray for it. You'd know it'd be in your hand. Your job and my job is to put this spiritual law into practice. Believe that you receive. I don't see it. It doesn't matter. That's not it. Jesus will take care of that. The having will come. God will take care of the having. But you have to first believe that you receive. Do you understand? You know, I heard a testimony of a man who had diabetes, right? Sugar diabetes. And you know, Hagin was preaching and sitting under the faith teaching. Hagin was teaching at his church. And this is the pastor now, had the diabetes. And so we sat, you know, the meeting was like 3 weeks, so he would teach faith in the morning, and then they would have services in the evening. But he would always teach, right, because the teaching is so important. Everybody always wants to jump and shout and lay hands on me, but you got to get understanding so that you can hold on to what belongs to you. Anyway, so this minister just, you know, Hagin was at his church for 3 weeks, and so he just would come in and sit down under the anointing and hear the word and hear the word. And he had this diabetes since he was 39 years old, you know. And so the process of time, Hagin ran into him again down the road. Now he's 72 or something. And I think when he preached at his church, he was about 50-something years old, right? And so at 72, he ran into him. And the man said, he's healed. He doesn't have to take insulin anymore. But he was always giving himself the shot, you know. And explaining to Hagin how it happened, he said, you know, one day it just finally dawned on me what you were saying. What were you, he said, because you were just saying what Jesus was saying, which is this Mark 11:24. When you pray, believe that you see. He said, it just one day the light bulb just went off. Not at the time when he was sitting in those meetings. Not then, you know. But sometime after, it's just like, hit him, wait a minute. And he said he just started saying, I believe I received healing from my diabetes. I believe, no, not my. I don't remember saying my. He said, I believe I received healing for the sugar diabetes. I believe I received. He said he just kept saying it. Every time when he was putting the needle in his arm, he would say, I believe I received healing for the sugar diabetes. I believe I received healing for the sugar diabetes. No matter what, he just kept, I believe I received healing for the sugar. He just kept saying it. And in the process of time, you know, he's going along, ended up having to go into the hospital for something, blah, 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 and with his doctor to check on something. And the doctor said, are you still taking insulin? And so he said, yeah. He said, lay off of it for a while. Lay off of it. Because remember, the man, every time he's taking his insulin, he's saying, I believe I received healing for the sugar diabetes. And he told Hagin, he said, from that day to this, when this thing happened, he has not had to take any insulin. Because what they found out, and it was just by an accident, it was like they went to check up on that, discovered, wait, you don't need this anymore. Now, this pancreas had been dead for, what, 30-something years? But by him getting a hold of this Mark 11:24, and he said when the devil would come in his mind, and this is going to help somebody, listen to this. He said when the devil would come to his mind, you know, like he's putting the shot in his arm and he's saying at the same time, I believe I receive healing for the sugar diabetes. The devil came to his mind and said, well, you ain't healed, though. You ain't got it. He said, I'm not saying I have it. He said, I'm saying I believe I receive. Jesus already died for it. I believe I receive it. Jesus will take care of my having it. And in the process of time, that's exactly what happened. You see, but you have to be careful now. That's why we teach, so that you can have wisdom, what we're talking about here, how to operate in faith. That's why we're always teaching you how to go into the Word, right? Because you need the Word. Because here's listen to the flip side of this now. Another young man, something years old, heard the faith teaching and ran off. So now what did he do? He decided he's going to throw away his insulin. He said, well, you know, God is the healer. God's going to heal me. God has healed me. I got it. And so he threw away his insulin. And what happened? Went into shock and died. I can relate to that. Remember I told you I used to try to, but this is before I knew what I know now, you know. I don't think I was walking with God like I am now. You know what I'm saying? I might have my little positive thing going on, my little spiritual thing going on, but it wasn't like what I'm, by God's grace, I'm, you know, privileged to understand a little bit more about now. And so, you know how many times I threw away that pump and had to go digging in the garbage? Come on now. Don't be throwing nothing away. I threw that pump. I remember one time being in the ocean somewhere, somebody, you know, there I know, forgive me, polluting the ocean. And I don't know what, you know, believing my little spiritual whatever I think I was doing. And you'll throw the pump out. Child, oh, my God. You know, God works with us, doesn't he? Because I've had friends who died from asthma as a child. So I understand, you know, God, it's God's mercy, isn't it? He's so merciful, right? God is so merciful to us. And so it's not about throwing away this or throwing away that or not doing this or not doing that. It's about building faith. What did this other gentleman do? He built faith. He kept on building faith on that Mark 11:24. I believe I receive. I believe I receive. I ain't got it yet. No, don't try to, because the ego and people and it, well, you ain't looking. You ain't, I'm not. I believe I receive. God's word has said it. It's a whole different thing. I believe I receive it. God said it. I believe I receive it. And in the process of time, what happened? Man had a testimony. See? And so we thank God. That's possible in our kingdom, man. That's why we're thanking God. You may not have the healing that you're desiring in your hand right now, but praise God, it's possible. You're in the kingdom of God where it's available to you. And it's by your faith. Your faith is what gives substance to it. And so as you build your faith, as you spend quality time feeding on his word that deals with the issue that you're concerned about and putting that, planting that in your spirit, in the process of time, it will manifest. Your faith will give substance to it. But if you don't understand this, and if you're not operating in this way, when you don't see it, or when the authorities say something contrary, or your feelings, your emotions are not, because we can all be up when things are up. Hey, anybody can be up when your bank account is up, and your body's feeling good, and your children are acting right, and your wife is acting right, and your husband. Listen, there ain't nothing. Praise the Lord is easy, then. Come on, now. We ain't talking about that. But it's when everything is down, and you don't see no way out, and you're still saying, I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my prosperity. I believe I receive my children saved. I believe I receive my wife. I believe I receive my husband restored. I believe I receive my marriage renewed. You understand me? That's faith. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. And that's why you can't be everywhere. Hello? That's why you can't be everywhere. That's why you can't go everywhere. That's why you can't hang out with everybody, even some churches. Hallelujah. That's why. Because it'll rob you of your faith. Some of y'all ain't heard healing, divine healing preached all year long. You know you ain't heard it. And if you've heard it, you may have heard it once or twice. But that's all right. Praise God. You know where it is. We've been telling you. We've been showing you. We've been pointing you. Go do the work. Some of you ain't heard prosperity preached other than give. It's important to give. That's important. It's very, a little different than how healing operates, right? In the kingdom, it is rooted in giving. It is rooted in giving. But prosperity belongs to you as a child of God. Restoration belongs to you. Miracles belong to you. Supernatural things, strange things belong to you. Favor belongs to you. But if you don't hear these things, if these things are not being taught to you, and you're not hearing them on a regular basis, you're not going to believe for it. You can't, you see, things, you cannot manifest. Things cannot manifest in your life beyond your level of understanding. You got a big fancy car out front, but you don't understand how to drive. Then all you got is a big fancy car out front. That's why people sing and dance about salvation. They come to church, they get blessed. You do get blessed. You sing, you dance, you hear the word, you get blessed. But they don't go home with anything much more than that. Because why? They're not doing the work much more than that. You have to know how to take it. And that's why what we endeavor to teach you is how to take it. You have a responsibility. They can't tell you everything on Sunday. Some churches don't tell you at all. Some churches don't believe in it. Some churches don't teach, you know, the divine healing, prosperity, the Holy Spirit speaking. They don't. And so have God have mercy on you know, those who are sitting under those kinds of teachings. Mercy. And God is merciful, isn't it? We'll get blessed oftentimes in spite of. But we have a responsibility. And that's why I thank God. You know, that's why we spend time thanking God for his word. You see? Because all of this is possible. Your faith is what gives substance to it. And the good news is you can build your faith. And so you don't get disturbed or discouraged because you don't see the manifestation yet. You continue to build your faith. Feed your faith. You can't wait until Sunday. You have to make the time to build your faith, to feed your faith. Sit down in a corner. That's why he told Joshua in 1:8, let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Day and night. Being sure to do all that's written therein. He said, because then, Joshua, you will make your way prosperous. Not me, God. I've already done it. The blessing is there. I've already given the blessing. You will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. So it's on you. It's on me. Because God has already done it. What more can he do? And so if anything is not manifested, you know, you talk one way today, but you talk another way tomorrow. Or see, folk get around certain people and they talk a certain way because you're around certain people. You talk in a certain way. Just certain people's presence, like if they speak truth and they believe in faith and so on. Just being in their company, you're going to talk that way because, you know how some people, they come up in your space and you just, you know, when you run into somebody you respect, your pastor, you know, or some authority. You know how you just kind of straighten up? You know, you got something in your hand, they drop it, whatever. You know, because you just get aura, their presence, right, causes you to behave a certain way. Well, the Bible tells you bad company corrupts good manners. So when you're with people who don't understand this truth or who are not receptive to this kind of truth and you're not hearing this truth, what do you think is going to happen? Even if you get blessed, you lose it. Remember that testimony. They've had too many proofs of it. That woman who got healed, that man who got, well, there was a woman too. This woman had gotten healed of cancer. She'd gotten healed of cancer. Bill Winston and them was ministering to her, ministering the word to her, word of faith, talking to her about faith, teaching her about faith, on her bed now. They gave up on her. But as they gave her the word and as she started to, that's why we, a lot of times people want to go and pray for people. You want to feed them the word first. You want to build their faith first. And so as they built her faith, she got healed. She got healed. Now, she wasn't a member of Bill Winston's church and them. Somebody had sent them there to be a blessing to her. They heard about her, and they went and prayed for her, you know, and was teaching her over time, you know, about the word and about that God, you know, Jesus died for you, and healing is your birthright as a child of God, and da-da-da-da-da. And she believed it, and she was raised up from a deathbed, from cancer. What'd she do? And I understand it, you know. She went right on back to that church where she wasn't hearing none of that. She went right back to that church. And what do you think happened? got sick again. And so when they went back to her, you know, to give her the word again, that what'd she say? She said, oh, you know, that she didn't believe anymore. She just kind of accepted this is it. You see, that's why this Hosea 4:6 me all the time. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But that shall not be you under the sound of my voice. Say amen, somebody. All right, I'm going to come to you now. The last four digits of your number is 0533. You're calling in from 860. Your last four digits is 0533. You're going to tell us your name, where you're calling in from, and your praise, your testimony, whatever you'd like to share. One moment. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. My name is Winston. I'm calling from Connecticut. From Winston,
Connecticut. Good morning.
I just wanted to give praise and glory to the program that you have been running here for a couple of years now. And it has really helped me to get a better understanding of the word, a better understanding in the knowledge of God. And the things you do every day to make that possible, it's amazing. You come with the same energy and strength every day. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for the growth in my life. I want to thank you for, in my church, we have an evangelism ministry that we are creating now. And I want to know, I want to let you know that that is the next step for me. But it really began with you and the work that you have been doing. So I want to thank you for that. And as far as what I'm doing in ministry, I'm getting better at the understanding and what God wants from us. And what I realize, you are a warrior. And what God needs is warriors, the people to help him to defend his kingdom.
Yes.
So you're going to have a warrior mentality because things come at you all the time. And you have to be prepared. So I'm trying, I want to be a warrior for God.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I want to thank you for putting me on that road.
Praise God.
God, because I want to give you all the praise and all the glory for all the work that you do and continue to do that.
Amen. Well, thank God for you. We thank God for your praise. And may God continue to strengthen you. You know, it's so beautiful when you hear a man. And I have your line open still. It's so beautiful when you hear a man speaking in this way about God and wanting to, you know, seek after God. Oftentimes, it's many times it's women. But may God continue to give you strength and give you the wisdom you need and continue to, you know, that God would make you a light that would draw other men and women, but especially other men into the kingdom. You know, that the fire that's on you, you know, we pray, and Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, that the fire that you have on your son, that fire, oh God, would go on to other sons and other daughters, Lord. We pray, oh God, that this desire in his heart, Lord, to be in partnership with you. We ask, oh God, that you would just strengthen this desire, give him the wisdom he needs and the strength that he needs and everything that he needs, oh God. We pray, oh God, that from day to day you would anoint him afresh. From day to day, you would put a hunger and a thirst in him for righteousness. From day to day, you would put a hunger and a thirst in him for your word. And Lord, we thank you for the boldness that you've put in him this morning to even testify. And to you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my darling. We thank you and we thank God for your growth. And may you continue to grow strong in the Lord. Love you, darling.
Thank you.
To God be the glory. You know, there's a scripture, as he was talking, I was looking to pull it up. I know we're out of time. came across it in Corinthians I didn't write it down. But, you know, this whole idea, where we are, and I say it oftentimes when I tell you about, you know, if you want a miracle, you know, there's always what to do. But in Corinthians, he talks about being in partnership with God. And so that's really who we are, you know. We're partners with Christ. We're partners with Christ. And so as you can't be a partner with God and fail. It's not possible. You can't partner with God for his word and fail in your life. That's not possible. You can't partner with God, you know, to see others, you know, ignited by his word and you be a failure. It's just not possible. It is just not possible. The devil is a liar. And to God be all the glory. Well, we give God thanks for your sharing this morning. We give God thanks for those. We pray, and we pray, Lord, we pray that those who didn't share, that the listeners, oh, it's Corinthians 1:9. Okay, thanks, Vivian. I'm going to go right there right now. Yes, Corinthians 1:9. I just, one second. Which Corinthians? Let me see. New Living Translation, you sent me. Okay, wait, don't go, y'all. Let me just find this thing. It's 1 Corinthians. Yeah, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. Is it 1:9? What you're saying in the news? Okay, and he will stop you. Yeah. All right, Vivian, I'm going to let you read it. Come, are you on the line still? Where you at? Are you still there? I don't see your number. Oh, yeah, Vivian, you read it. Can't find it now. Go ahead, you read it. Your line is open.
Okay. Yes. So God, 1 Corinthians 1:9, God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says, and he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Woo! Come on, read that again. Y'all hear that? Read that again. Go on.
Okay, the minute you said read that again, it pulled up. Okay. First Corinthians 1:9. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says, and he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, my darling. Praise God. It was right on time.
Amen. Praise
God. That's
the
New Living Translation she was reading from. So God be all the glory. Well, let's just open our hearts and begin to say, Lord, I'm in partnership with you. Come on, let's begin to declare. Lord, I'm in partnership with you. Come on, use me how you will. Come on, open your mouth. Lord, I'm in partnership with you. Use me how you will. Come on now. Lord, I'm in partnership with you. Use me how you will. And in the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Let's give him thanks for it. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this partnership. Thank you, Lord, for this partnership. Thank you, God, because your word will never fail. Thank you for this partnership. And as you go, may God's Holy Spirit go before you, making joyful and fruitful your way. As you go, know that God has put a word in your mouth, not just for you, but for somebody. Hallelujah. There's somebody you're going to come across, and God will give you the right word at the right time. Isaiah 50:5-7. He said, the Lord has given me a word in season for them that are weary. And so God is putting a word in each of our mouths for them that are weary. So as we go, let us be sensitive to those that are weary. Let us be sensitive, not to our weariness, but as you give to others, you will be renewed. You will be revived. As you pray for other people's children, your children will be blessed. As you pray for somebody's marriage to succeed, your marriage will succeed. You understand that's how the kingdom works. It's a kingdom that works by giving. So as you give, whatever you're desiring, as you give it to someone else, come on, and you will be blessed. And to God alone we give all the glory. I love you. God bless you. This is a new month, a new day, a new beginning. And so begin it with the word. Make quality time today for the word. If you've been doing it in the morning, see if you can add it in the evening. Hallelujah. You know, day and night. And watch what God will do in your life and in the lives of those around you. Go forth now and be a light and return with your testimony. Come on, let's say this together. We are powerful. We are rich. We are wise. We are strong. We are honorable. We are glorious. We are blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. I release you now to go forth and be a blessing to your world. I love you. God bless you. We'll be together next time. Bye-bye now. Oh,
shiny life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say,
born to
reign. Born to reign, say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Born to
reign. Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary
person. I'm destined for greatness. Circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters tend to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na na na, wo yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh yes, yes I am.